Back to Betty Mason. One thing that I forgot to ask about Betty Mason, when I was reading about her, one of the things that really stood out is that she was fluent in Spanish. And I always wondered here on the West Coast why the African American community didn't stress learning Spanish.
Yes.
Especially now, you know, with immigration, the huge Hispanic population, you know, sometimes the lack of communication. Do you think that's a big need for the African American to become fluent in Spanish again?
One of our next priorities simply must be black-brown communications. Right now there's tension when there should be togetherness. In prisons, they have to put Latino prisoners on one floor, black prisoners on another floor, or else there will be turbulence. We are at the bottom. For the first time in our nation's history, in 2050, blacks and browns will be the majority and whites will be the minority in the population. So we have to come to understand that the white majority has the power and is going to keep the power. And if we keep hurting each other and keep hurting ourselves, it won't matter that we outnumber the power elite, because we're not going to get any of the power as long as we fight each other. We're going to have to come together, work together, help find jobs together, education together, and stop afflicting the afflicted.
Okay. And that's what